Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Charmaine Langford. Thank you so much for joining me again on Keeping It Real with Charmaine. This has been a pretty good week. The government reopened, so thank God for that, because according to statistics, a lot of Americans are one paycheck away from the poorhouse. So thank God the government has reopened up. I should have first said thank God for another day. I am, you know, I may joke around a lot, and I'm the first to say I'm goofy, but not for one second do I take any day for granted. I thank God when I go to the store and get back home safely. It's just a blessing to be here another day. I am in the process of switching computers, so please forgive me if you hear any delays tonight. I'm on a different computer now. It looks like everything is okay, but if it's a little delay when I'm switching phone lines, please bear with me, and I apologize. Before I get into this week's show, I wanted to piggyback on last week's show on weight loss. I wanted to let everybody know that I'm losing weight for myself. It's not for a particular person or a particular reason except health. Yeah, I do want to wear mini skirts and you know, small size jeans, but when I was 473 pounds, as I told you guys last week, at my top weight, I was a ticking time bomb for diabetes, which I don't have diabetes now. Unfortunately, it's on both sides of my family. But I was a ticking time bomb for a heart attack or a stroke or a combination of both. So I was pretty much forced to lose weight, because who wants to die young because you couldn't stop eating ice cream or Oreos? It's just not worth it. So I just wanted to make that clear that I'm doing this for health reasons. And if you're, you know, struggling with the battle of the bulge, I am the perfect person to call and talk to, because I've been through so much with my weight and I'm still going through it. And just a reminder to please do it health, you know, do it in a healthy way. Don't go to extremes, you know. I saw on TV where models, fashion models, are eating cotton balls that they pour orange juice on top of because they want their stomachs to feel full. And they're also getting the two back teeth removed in their mouth so that their faces look more angular. I think that's crazy. It's like we're obsessed with being thin. It's great to look good and be healthy, but, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, just do it in a healthy way, please. It's just the best way for you overall. So I just want to touch bases on that. This week we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that's dating and relationships. I want to know what turns you on and what turns you off as far as dating and relationships go. Okay, for me, I'm going to go with the physical and the personality. I'll start with the physical. For me, I love tall men. 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", is perfect for me. I love tall men. I like tall, slender men. I don't really like a lot of muscle. I like a strong man, but he doesn't have to be like Mr. World. That the excessive muscles and the Chippendales dancers and the, you know, the obvious playgirl centerfolds. I'm sorry. They don't do it for me. I just like a hardworking guy. Looks like he goes to work every day and does his job. Tall and slender, you know, smells good, of course. I'm into hygiene, nice hair, the little hair under the man's bottom lip. Oh my God, that rocks. That is very sexy for me. I like casual dressing men. Suits are great, but I like, you know, nice clean jeans and a t-shirt, sneakers or boots. That's what gets Charmaine toes curled up. Personality-wise, oh, if he likes animals, that's even better. Personality-wise, I like a man with a sense of humor and one who's ambitious, who is not lazy, and who's not afraid to laugh at himself. Of course, no one who's abusive. You know, being a tough guy is great, but when you put your hands on a woman, that's a different story. On the turn-off side, liars. I can't say it enough. Just, I don't like a liar, because if you lie about something small, you'll lie about something big. And after that, I don't trust you anymore. What else? I don't like men who don't wash their hands. I'm like a germ-phobic fanatic, so please wash your hands. I keep an eye out for that. If we're out and, you know, you order food and we come back in, or go somewhere and you don't wash your hands, that doesn't go over too well with me. So, I mean, as we get into the conversations, I'll add in what I like and don't like. I have some calls here, and let's see here. I see a 202 number, so that must be from Washington, D.C., and they've been on hold for a while. This is Charmaine. Who do I have on the line here?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing, dear?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome to my show. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. And congratulations.
All right.
On your new show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, as far as dating, when you first see a man walking down the street, what's the first thing that just makes your head swivel?
Probably the physique and neatness.
Okay.
I, no, not a slouch, not someone just like, you know, like slugging along or walking slow, but walking with a mission.
Right.
You know,
right,
as if
right.
you are confident.
Right.
And
so you have how about a height requirement? Because I think you're rather petite. Does he have to be, you know, very tall, or for you it doesn't matter?
No, for me, it doesn't matter. I prefer someone within the 5'7", 5'8", range, 5'9",
okay.
Because I think that would be a little more suitable, you know, as far as my height is concerned, because I'm only 5'1". So I don't want anyone that's 6'1". There's, you know, there's way, way, way taller than me. You know, I don't mind looking up to somebody,
okay.
but not that much.
I hear you. How about turn-offs? What turns you off from a guy, and if not just physically, in general?
Someone who's, say, for instance, if you're having a conversation and they are constantly thinking about what
mm-hmm.
to say, how to say it. You know, it is true. It is how it's not what you say, how you say it. But when you
right.
take too long sometimes to say something, it's not just spontaneous. Sometimes you have
mm-hmm.
to read between the lines because
right.
you may be thinking of the right answer, which, you know, may not necessarily be the right answer. But mostly
right. like
someone who's more, something a little bit more spontaneous.
Got you covered.
You know, to the point, but not necessarily slow getting there.
I got you. Do you have any what's it, hell date? Have you had any dates from hell that you want to tell us about?
Dates from hell. How much time do you have?
We got a lot of time. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, days from hell is when that was many years ago. This fellow came to, he had borrowed some money, and
mm-hmm.
he was, you know, he was okay that he could pay me back in installments, but when I borrowed from him, he wanted his back in a lump sum. So that was a day
oh
from hell for
God.
Me because, you know, I feel that, you know, like if you're in a relationship, you know, self-centeredness is not a good thing. You know,
right,
you have to be
right,
open
right.
and willing to share. And if I share
right.
with you without strings, then you should also share back without strings attached.
That's right.
You know, that was a self-centered person. It was good for
got
him, but not
coming.
Good for me.
I hear you. Have you ever had a blind date before?
Yes, I did have a blind date. And
mm-hmm. How was it?
It was okay, but I'm just not into, you know, blind dates. And the only reason I did that was because a girlfriend of mine was going on a date, and she wanted someone to be with her. So she arranged for another
okay.
fellow to come along. And we hit it off pretty
okay.
good, but, I really don't like blind dates because, you know, like, although you get to know people down the road, but you want to have
mm-hmm.
something in common, you know, while you're there to have something to talk about.
Exactly.
And actually, we didn't have very much in common. And so it was
right,
like
right,
a,
right.
it was like you're sitting there just, you know, like talking, but not really, you know, conversing.
Right. I'll tell you something funny. I had a kind of a hellish, it turned out not to be so bad, but I met a guy online, which is something I never do, but we met at a public place. This was about 7 or 8 years ago, and you know I'm tall, I'm 5'10", and he, you know, he kept sending me messages, oh, I love your picture, you know, blah, 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 and every day I'm like, oh, God, okay, let me give this guy a chance. I'm like, okay, I'll meet you, but it has to be at a public place. I don't, you know, go to people's houses, and you're definitely not coming to my house. So I said, exactly. So describe yourself. I saw a picture of him, you know, he's very muscular, very attractive guy. He said, okay, well, I'm 5'6", and, you know, muscular, and I said, okay, you know. So I remember having a coworker of mine stand up. She was 5'6". I said, stand up and look at me and let's see, you know, if we're eye to eye, how, you know, much shorter than me this guy is. And right. I said, okay, well, you know, that's not bad. It's only 4 inches. I'll wear flats. No big deal. Honey, I got there, and that guy was no taller than this bottle of air freshener that I'm looking at. And I'm like, I'm like, are you kidding me? And, you know, this is about maybe a foot tall. I'm like, how could you, you know, did you think I was not going to meet you? I don't even know what to say. So
what was his response? I mean, that's a total,
he's
total
like, oh,
lie. That's,
I know,
deception.
He's looking at me like, oh, you're a tall drink of water. I want to say, I'm not, you're the one that lied. I told you how tall I was.
Exactly.
But we had a great time.
Did he expect to grow up between the time you met him? That's crazy.
I'm like, dude, that's false advertisement.
Oh, my God. That,
yeah,
must
that
have
was
been
my blonde date. Okay, it wasn't
that was
another guy went out with. Go ahead, huh? Yeah, that was a nightmare. And another guy went out with. He we went to eat dinner somewhere, and he got on his cell phone and he had the most booming, loud voice. I got up and went to the ladies' room, and I called him from my phone to his phone. I said, if you don't lower your voice, I'm walking out the door. I mean, you
exactly.
could hear him from the door to the table. I'm like, can you please have some etiquette, please? First of all, we're on a date. Why are you on the phone anyway?
Ooh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
I got
I'm happy
that. Mm-hmm.
and single. Yeah, I can't do it. My cats are fine right now.
Exactly.
I'm fine being single.
Exactly.
Oh,
hard.
Lord. I tell you. Well, honey, thank you so much for calling in. And I do this show on Sundays at 6:30, and we have some really great topics. So anytime you want to tune in, this is a number right here.
Okay, great. It was nice talking to you, and thank you.
Okay, take care, sir. Nice to talk
uh-huh.
to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. That's Sarah. She's a very sweet lady. I have a call here next from New York. Let's see if we can connect here. Without any delays. Hi, this is Charmaine. Who's on the line, please?
It's Ruth, honey. How are you?
Hi, Ruth. How are you feeling?
Oh, much better, thank you. I've got rid of the phone sex voice, so we're doing okay.
Because I was going to send you $3 a minute.
Oh, girl, no, it's. I don't know whether I'm allergic to air. I have no idea. All I know is it's like this nose of mine, I want to trade it in for a new model. But anyway.
I hear you.
I digress. I'm feeling
all
much
right.
better.
So
thank
we're
you
talking.
So much. Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
We're going to do dating turn-ons and turn-offs.
Okay, I mean, all well and good, you know, we look for a man. I mean, I'm 5'3", so anybody taller than that
okay.
is fine. You know, the funniest thing, I'm always dating men that are way too tall. My high
okay.
school prom, my high school prom date was 6'6".
Damn.
I had
okay.
I had to stand on a chair to dance with him. It was hilarious. I mean, you know,
wow.
you want to. Of course, we all look for somebody who's appealing to us in the look department, but. There's a couple of things that I look for. I like mutual respect. And
okay.
I mean, spontaneity is great, but respect. If I'm speaking
okay.
to you, I want you to be looking at me and paying attention to me, not to be looking at every other woman in the room. That makes me nuts.
Right.
Spontaneity, I love spontaneity. I love, you know, somebody will say, oh, we're just going to Paris for lunch kind of thing. You know, I love things like that. I want to be surprised. Surprises get me. I want to be thrilled at what we're doing. I mean, oh, restaurants are great. Go out for a restaurant, have a great meal, but something different, something I've never eaten before. I tell you right now, God is my witness, I've been on this earth a lot longer than a lot of people. I have never tasted sushi before. I would love for a
man
to take me out. Really?
All right.
So let's go, you know, let's find a man who can teach us everything about sushi. And somebody that makes me
laugh.
There we
go.
I was in the comedy world for a little bit, and I dated a couple of comedians, and they're funny all the time.
Okay.
But I like to laugh.
Right.
And I like somebody who, when you're speaking to him, is truly interested in what you have to say. Your opinion matters.
That's right.
I'm also I'm also a little old school. I like a man to pull out a chair for me, open a door for me.
What about dates? Are you into paying Dutch, or should the man always pay for the dinner?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
And a man should not be turned off by a woman that decides that she wants to pay for the meal.
Right, because I'm an independent woman, and, you know, if you take me out two or three times, I have no qualms about calling you saying, hey, can I take you out to lunch? It's not that I'm a pushover, but it's just how I am. I'm a modern woman, and if I can afford it, not that we're going to some, you know, $800 a plate restaurant, but if it's something I can afford and you've proven yourself to me, heck yeah, I'll take you out. That's just how I am. It's not a big deal for me at all. But I know some women are strictly, the man has to pay all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, that's
not
great for them. But, yeah, to each his own. How about turn-offs? Is there anything physically that turns you off from a guy?
Cleanliness, definitely. Hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Turn-offs. Lying is a biggie.
Right.
Because I've dealt with liars, and you know I mentioned one or two to you. I mean, I went out with a pathological liar, and they're the worst because they have so many lies they can't keep up with them. Lying makes me crazy.
Thank you. I quit a guy because he couldn't remember from one lie to the next. I'm like, you just said ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're saying DEF. No, I didn't say ABC. I said RSTUV. I'm like, you know what? Just goodbye.
Right.
You're pathetic.
Exactly.
You don't even know how to tell the truth about how many children you have.
Exactly.
What else turns you off about a guy?
Somebody who, when they're talking to me, they're not looking in my eye. They're looking below my neck.
Right.
But conversation is up here, and I've done that many, many times. The conversation is up here. The mouth is on my face. The eyes are above it. Do not look below it when I'm speaking to you. That makes me crazy. I'm endowed, and God endowed me with a little bit more than most people, and I don't want you looking at them when you're talking to me. That makes me crazy.
I hear you, dear. If you see a guy walking down the street, what's the first thing about him that you notice? Is it the hair or the biceps or a combination?
Oh, I take it all
on the physical side.
I take it all in first.
Right.
I take it all in. But I'm a sucker for uniforms and foreign accents. It's just terrible.
Oh, really? I have a thing for tall. When I see a tall guy, I feel so, for some reason, I feel protected around them. Even if I'm in a grocery store and a guy's in line in front of me, I'll stand as close to him, you know, not without being a weirdo, but I'll stand close to him. I just feel very protected around tall men. I don't know if it's because my father you know, and my mom got divorced when I was younger, and I didn't have him in my life. But something about tall men, he's tall, he's like 6'6". So something about tall men make me feel like I'm, a princess or protected or petite. I just feel very ladylike around him. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe it's something weird about me. But that's all right. Have you ever had a date, from hell besides that other guy you told me about?
Oh, yeah. I went on a blind date once to make somebody happy, to do a favor for a friend. I'm never going to do a favor for that person again. Not that I've spoken to them in God knows how many years. We went out. We went to a movie. Mm-hmm. The lights went out. Mm-hmm. I went bye-bye.
Mm-mm.
I just, it was not even getting through the popcorn. It was like big yawn. I was talking. He didn't care. And, you know. It was the worst date I've ever been on. It's like the popcorn I went into, I hid in the ladies' room.
Pants all over you?
Not even all over me. It's just that, you know, I'm pretty intuitive about people. I either like you immediately or dislike you immediately, and I don't know why that is. But there was a vibe coming from him, Charmaine. I had to get out.
I hear you.
The vibe spoke to me and said, get out while you can. Not that he was
there
some kind of serial killer or anything, but it didn't feel right, you know?
Yeah. Your instinct's
to make
never
it,
wrong. And
No, and I trust my instinct.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I was seeing a guy earlier this year briefly, and something told me he was just too eager, and I understand if you're attracted to someone and you want to be with them, but 24/7, why aren't you here? Why didn't you spend, you know, my birthday with me? And I, how do you love me after two dates, you know? And I found out actually, today he was a weirdo, so I'm so glad I did not go any further with him. And my instinct told me, you know, don't trust this guy. He's too smooth and... it's just something not right about him. So you got to listen to that instinct, especially when you're alone with them. You know, try to stay in public because you never know what they're up to.
Exactly.
That's right. All right, my dear, I'm going to head on down to my next call. Thank you so much for your feedback, and I hope you feel better.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, honey. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care, boo. Okay, take care, honey. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, indeedy, ladies and gentlemen. Please be careful when you're going out with people that you don't really know or going out on blind dates or, you know, meeting someone online. Make sure you meet them in a public place. And if possible, take a friend with you. You know, don't go to their house the first time. You just have to really be careful, especially nowadays. People are just, they're not the way they used to be. All righty. Let's see if we have another call here. This is Charmaine. Who do we have on call, please? Hello?
Hi.
It's Charmaine. Who's this? Hi.
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley, my little niece. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Everybody, this is my niece, Ashley. She'll be 18 in, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm kind of glad you called in because you're a teenager, so you see everything out here nowadays with the younger generation. What turns you off about some of these young guys out here, Ashley? Turns you off?
Oh, my turns off?
Yes, ma'am, off, OFF.
Oh, wow. My turn off to a guy is, pants on the ground, that's a real turnoff for me. A nasty slang language, you know, it's really disgusting for me. Like, when you're talking to me, at least say something that's really not inappropriate, like, hey, shawty. I don't like that from a guy at all. And my first, like, my real turnoff is a real unhealthy habit, like drugs and sex offenders. I don't really like that at all.
Do you feel pressured? Okay, say you're out with a young man. You're young, but if you're out on a date with a guy from school or whatever, and he pulls out marijuana, and don't say no because I'm your aunt, and I'll get you. But if he pulls out marijuana or illegal drugs, do you feel pressured to? Are you strong enough to walk away from that and say, hey, that's not my speed. And, you know, it may be somebody you really like. Is that worth it?
I would not stay at least 2 seconds from that guy if he pulls out illegal drugs at all. I'll feel really, really in a bad moment. I really do not like that at all.
Okay, great. And what about turn-ons? You're out, you know, on a Sunday afternoon and you see a guy walking down the street. Like I said, you're still young. You have so much to learn. But at this point, you see a young man. What about him makes your heart swoon or your head swivel?
I like a nice dressed guy. I have that impression because of my uncle died. He was the best dressed I've ever seen in my entire life. Every Sunday, he dressed professional. That's what I want to see on the street, a professional guy dressed to impress for a young lady like me.
Okay, so you're not into the pants hanging off the behind. You like a nice polo shirt and jeans.
No.
Okay.
No.
Great. Yeah, me either. I see a lot of I actually see older men, like in their 30s. I'm like, dude, do you know how ridiculous you look? Who are you trying to impress with your whole butt hanging out? That's not sexy. And, ew, it's just, you know, grow up. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you'll
this
see
is
that
ridiculous.
Out here often.
Yeah. What's the dating thing like for teenagers? What do you guys do when you go out? Do you go to, like, the McDonald's or the movies? Do you go in groups? Do you go as singles? Or how do you date at 18 years old?
Well, I learned from you, so, you know, I will date, like, I would go on a regular date, you know, to the movies, an hour and a half movies, and go to dinner. It would have to be the whole shebang or anything, just to have some communication, to find out what that person likes and dislikes. And I don't pretty much go out with a friend, you know, it's pretty much bad enough for me to go out with a pants on the ground kind of guy, you know.
Right. And I hope you never bring. Yeah, I'm glad you said it because I really would not feel comfortable. I mean, you know, I know there's a you know fashion trend and the guys think that's cool and hip, but take it from me, sweetheart. It's not a good look. You know, it's really not a good look. Pull your pants up. I mean, just pull your pants up. Bottom line, you'll still be the same man you were with your pants pulled up. So. Wow.
Amen.
Any advice you want to get from me as, you know, and your aunt or a radio host, anything you want to ask me?
Yes, I do.
About
what
dating.
Agent type? Oh, dating? What
type?
My type is real type.
What I said earlier, tall and slender, a little muscle, but not like, you know, Johnny Bravo muscle, and someone who I can trust around you and, you know, children, one who loves pets, sense of humor and not lazy, laid-back type of guy, fun like me, and, you know, we'll take it from there. But I appreciate you calling. I'm so glad you called in because it's good to hear from someone in a much younger generation, and I really appreciate your support. That is so cool of you to call in your auntie's show.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm so blessed for you to have this show. I'm so grateful that everyone's listening. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, love you, Ashley. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling, okay?
I love you, too. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we had some very interesting calls tonight. I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you guys for calling in and keeping it real with me. I will talk to you again next Sunday, same bat time, same bat station. This is Charmaine signing off for the week. God bless you all. Stay safe and take care. Bye-bye.